goodsuccess.com.
Father, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence again today. Thank you for the word you've sent our way. Blessed be your name in Jesus' name. And we ask that you visit everyone today. Stir up hope and rebirth new visions in everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. The topic remains anchored on hope, how to remain hopeful in the midst of hopelessness and uncertainties. Last week, we started a new series of episodes titled Anchored on Hope, How to Remain Hopeful in the Midst of Hopelessness and Uncertainties. I know somebody is going to say, I'm not hopeless. My life is good. Everything is working fine. So is this really for me? Maybe, maybe not. But one thing I do know is there will be a time in your life, in my life, that you have challenges, maybe good challenges or negative challenges that will come your way. And you're going to be like, wait, how do I get out of this? Or how do I achieve this? And if you're like me and you have tried over and over again in some things in life, and you're like, God, how do I actually get to this top? How do I get this particular result? And you're almost giving up. Last week, we were able to touch it that number one, the first thing you should do is to remember. Remember all the things that God has done in time past. Remember all the challenges that God has overcome for you. Remember all the places that God has brought you from. And then we emphasize that gratefulness is the beginning of hopefulness. When you are grateful, when you count your blessings, when you begin to check everything that God has done for you in time past, then hope will begin to come naturally. It's easy for all of us to just begin to see all the things that has not happened in our lives, to begin to wonder, hey, I have not achieved this, I've not gotten to this point, I'm struggling to get this done. But you forget all the things that God does for you every day. How you are alive, how you are healthy, and even if somebody is in the hospital bed, you remember that I'm still alive, I have hope. The Bible says that there is still hope for a tree, even if it is cut down. Because when it perceives water, it's going to thrive again. We always say that when there is life, there is hope. And it is true. So today, God wants to do something new in your life and in my life. And He wants you and I to be able to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Is there a mountain? Is there a vision you have? And it looks like, hey, this mountain is so insurmountable that I cannot climb this mountain. It's too big. But the truth is this. If your vision is too cheap, then maybe it's not God that brought it. Because if God is the one behind that vision, then it's going to be overwhelming. It's going to be looking too big, bigger than what you can do, and then you're going to need God to achieve it. So if your vision is small today, you want to revisit it. If it looks like something you can say 2 plus 2, 1 plus 1, and then it will be done, maybe it's too small. Maybe the vision you have is just to feed your family. I want to send my children to school. I want to have a house. I want to have a nice car. And then it's okay. If that's the vision you have, I can tell you, unbelievers have that vision. Unbelievers achieve that vision without praying, without even recognizing God. Even with cursing God and making jest of God, they achieve it. So there is no big deal about it. But if your vision is that vision that even you, the vision scares you, then this episode is for you. Or maybe you are in a challenge, or you know somebody who is in a challenge, and you're like, how do I even help this person? Then this episode is for you. So today, the goal is for you and I to have higher speed in life. We don't have to go through a long process of troubles and suffering to get to where we are going. There is a system of the kingdom. There is a secret system of the kingdom of God that can give us speed. And that's what we'll be looking at today. The first scripture we're going to be read is the one that will be for this series, Hebrews 6:19, which says, "This hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." That is our hope in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and is safe. So if you and I run into the name of Jesus, we are guaranteed of our safety. And the second scripture is this, Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 to 12, which says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone? Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him, and a threefold cord is quickly broken. I know, yes, we are quick to assign this scripture to marriage. It's not good for a man to be alone. But one thing we should know is that when God told Adam that it's not good for man to be alone, did you know that Adam was a complete person? Who is complete? In quotes. Probably man and woman in one. Every feature. He didn't even know he was missing anything. God was the one that looked at him that, okay, let's restructure your pattern. So this scripture can apply to both man and woman. God is saying it is not good for a Christian, for a child of God, to be alone. You and I need help. In this world we live in, we know people pride themselves in the fact that, hey, I'm a self-made millionaire. People say, oh, he's a self-made millionaire. He learned it all by himself. He learned that trade by himself and he's doing so good. Yes, it's easy to say that. And the person with his shoulders raised up is saying, yes, I learned it by myself. But it's a lie. It's not true. Nobody self-makes himself. It is a lie and it is not true. In fact, no one should even say that. It is preposterous for anyone to say, I self-make myself. It's not true. Let's not even put the matter of God there now. If you read books, somebody will say, I just watched videos and I learned it all by myself. You learned it all by yourself. But you see your idea used? You watch somebody's video. That means that person taught you. You just didn't get the teaching through the person directly. So in essence, nobody self-makes themselves. We are all the product of the contributions of others in our lives. And eventually, God is the one that brings all these opportunities around us. There is one opportunity that I found this year. And guess what? Several years passed, this has been there. And I didn't even know anything about it. The question is this. How was this hidden from me? And I was close to that thing and I didn't know it. And then suddenly, somebody told me about it. I'm like, how come I didn't know this all these years? That is how just the presence of somebody in your life, in my life, can make a lot of difference. You can have 1,000 more speed just by a strategic alliance with somebody, just by letting other people help you. It is okay to receive help. Somebody will say, I'm in financial mess, I'm just trying all by myself. I've been there, I've struggled, I've had to borrow money, I've had to do all these things. However, I can tell you that when you get somebody to help you, it brings so much relief that you can ever imagine. It's okay. Yes, I know the Bible says, thou shalt not borrow and all that. But if you have to, God did not say it's a sin to borrow. He's only saying that it's less than the covenant he has for you and I. So that means if somebody is going through a financial stress, instead of the person just killing himself, you can ask for help. It is okay. Have you ever tried to push a car alone and see how stressful it is? If you push a car alone, you're like, I'm the only one. You are pushing it. Man, the person can almost faint. But just get one help. One more help. And the more you help, the better. But if you can get one more help, one person who is stronger than you, or even who is as strong as you, to help you push, it makes all the difference in the world. And that's how it is. Many people go through stress in life because they will not go ahead to ask for help. I know, yes, if that help is suddenly available and in proximity and then just suddenly shows up, we can maximize it. It's very easy to maximize it. But what I'm talking about today is for you to consciously go out to look for help. To consciously go out to look for somebody who can show you the way out. Number one, of course, you want to intentionally reach out to God. Somebody will say, just like Gideon, if God is with us, why are all these things befalling us? Have you guys even fasted and prayed to ask God to help you? So that's the question. God is always there for you and I. And then we wait and wait and wait and wait until matters go out of hand before we now begin to pray. No. Ask God for help because He's always the present help in time of need. The Bible says, ask and it shall be given to you. Did you know that God loves you more than you can even imagine? He loves you and I more than we love ourselves. But if you don't ask, there is no guarantee of you and I receiving. So, if you need something, the first person you want to talk to is God. Father, I need your help. You declare fasting. Say no to food so that God can turn your life and my life around. You want to ask Him, God, I need your help. Is it health challenge? Turn to God. Financial challenge? You can turn to God. Whatever it is, whatever is not making life easy for you and I, we can boldly come to the throne of grace and ask for help. That's the first step. And then the Bible says that give and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find. He said, give good measure, pressed down, shaken together, shall men give to you and I. So eventually, if you give, you do everything God has commanded, God will still use people. So sometimes, if not even sometimes, almost all the time, God will put people around you. You want to take a step and you and I will just be struggling instead of just saying, who has done this thing before? Let me just ask them for help. Let them show me the way. However, you must be careful not to just focus on people giving things and putting things in your hands. You would rather want to ask them to show you how to get it done so that you won't turn them to God or mini God. But let people help you. Let people show you the way out. Sometimes it's okay to actually let them give, but you don't want to depend on that. I remember several years ago that I'll be in so much financial issues and I'll be wondering. I will stretch my faith. It's okay to stretch your faith. It is okay for me to stretch my faith. I'll stretch my faith. I will pray. I will decree. And sometimes these things won't just happen. Is it that God didn't hear? Of course He heard. But sometimes you're just saying that, hey, there are people are put around you that you can maximize at the moment. Stretch your faith, but also let God use people to help you. Let's put it that way. So if you want to be faster in life, if you and I want to get to where we are going faster, get the GPS of life. The Holy Spirit is the number one person you want to ask for direction. Holy Spirit, what step should I take? Just like in our church this month, we're talking about divine direction. You want to ask God. And most times, do you know what happens? We just take step. When we are now at our wit's end, when we see that everything is crashing down, that's when we turn to God. But what if He could reverse it and talk to Him first before we take any action and say, okay, Holy Spirit, I want to take this action. Is it right or wrong? Intentionally asking Him. That's the first person to ask for help. However, despite the fact that the Holy Spirit is in your life and in my life, the Bible says in Proverbs 11:14, where there is no counsel, whether from the Holy Spirit, from people, it said the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, so if he's talking about multitude, this is just beyond the spiritual help here. He's talking about people, humans, people with blood, with flesh and blood, that you can ask, show me, you've had so much success in this area, how did you do it? And of course, we know that you want to put the filter to filter those who fear God and use your knowledge and my knowledge of scriptures to say, no. That help that person is giving, that instruction, that guidance, that counseling is not of God, so I can't take it. It's now your responsibility to know that, is this of God? No, it's not of God. For example, somebody who needs money and you go to somebody you think is spiritual and the person says, no, don't worry. I have one Baba that I will show you to. You're like, okay. And begins to talk about doing rituals. Of course, you know that cannot be God. Even if that person is your pastor, you know, this is no longer God. Like they were saying all those things. Run, it's time to run. So, godly people, God-fearing people, ask them, how do I do this? So, this is the God-ordained secret to lifting heavy burdens away. Because burdens, when they are big, they can crush someone down. Bishop Oyedepo shared something sometimes ago. He said, when I was trying to talk about something like this, he said, hey, see, almost everybody knows the problem you are going through. He said, don't everybody in the church know that you have not had children after 10 years of marriage? So what are you hiding? Ask some other people to join you in prayer so that you can get your results fast. And he used the analogy of a lion. And I watched one. I stumbled on one on, I think, LinkedIn or so, yesterday, I guess. And guess what happened? There's a lion surrounded by hyenas. You know, hyenas can be very fierce. They are very, very fierce. There are so many around that big lion. The lion is much more bigger than each of them. But you know what? All the hyenas, they were about crashing that lion down. And they probably would have killed it. I'm talking about a big, strong lion. Because the hyenas were many, they were crushing him down. And guess what? When the lion was just screaming and trying to fight back and chase them away, there's another lion far away who heard the cry of his own friend lion. And he looked and he said, okay. And then the lion started running to come and join his friend. And when the other lion came, guess what? Every other hyena ran away because of just two lions. There were many, I'm talking about maybe almost 20 around that one lion. And then when another lion came, there were just two lions. All the hyenas took off. Because now they know that, okay, with two lions, we are all done for. With just two lions. That is it. When you bring another brother in the Lord, a child of God, to join you in prayer, you can't even imagine the power that is made available. The Bible says, one shall chase 1,000 and two shall chase 10,000. I mean, two should be able to chase 2,000. But became 10,000. Just the strategic alliance of two people. So the question today is, where are you in your journey of success? Are you getting overwhelmed? Scared that you never scale through or make it? Are you asking the question of, is this how I'll be struggling for life? Is this how I will continue? Maybe you're having delays in certain areas of life and you're like, how long will I continue in this situation? God is revealing to you one way that you can scale through. I know somebody that they were trusting God for the fruit of the womb. They were, of course, probably doing it alone and all that. Then somebody, a God-fearing person of God, joined them. And this person took it upon herself to be praying with them. We'll go to their house. Sometimes she'll be stirred up, probably in the middle of the night. She'll just tell them, I'm coming to your house now. And they will pray. Guess what? Before we knew it, they had their children. I'm talking about testimony that I know of. After several years of marriage. Just because one person joined them, of course they took a lot of responsibility themselves, but I'm telling you, without that person, I don't know how fast they could have gotten that testimony. So, scared that you never scale through or make it, be open to the help that God will send your way. God sometimes just wants to humble you and I by making us receive help from people, because that's how He made this world to work. If He wanted one person, He would have kept Adam in the garden, but He created a world so that we can be together. And sometimes the challenge is that many of you are in the same situation. Maybe you have a friend, I have a friend, and then just like for people trusting God for the fruit of the womb now, for example, you're like, person A, friend A had a child, friend B had a child. Why am I the only one remaining? Sometimes the situations of life are just like that. Everybody has had a house, I'm the only one remaining. Number one, everybody has his own journey, everybody has his own race. We should all run our own race. However, these things are real. They can weigh someone down. But instead of letting them weigh you down, letting these things weigh you down. Number one, like we said last week, if God is visiting people around you, it means it's in your neighborhood. And it means you are next in line. That's number one. Number two, you may think that all of you in that situation are doing the same thing. You may not be doing the same thing. That person may just be fasting more than you. That person may just have prayed more than you. That person may just have had an encounter with somebody else that you didn't have an encounter with, and you think you are in the same situation. No, somebody may have gone ahead to do something that you didn't do. So you can open yourself to help. Ask those people. So, okay, what else have you done? I've done this. I've done A, B, C, and D. What else did you do apart from all these things? I want to know. Show me. And then you can have speed. So today, as we wrap up, what kind of challenge are you facing? Are you facing a spiritual problem? Feeling confused? Does it look like there's no more hope? Of course, see a spiritual mentor. Be free to see a pastor that you know is godly. Be free to say, okay, my pastor, I know we are in the same church. I know you know my problem, but I've never come to you like this to tell you this problem. I need your prayer. Sometimes that's all that matters. That's all you need. And then you can have speed. That problem that has been there before, this same pastor has been praying on you every day in the same church. But now you took it personally to say, I believe in your ministry. Pray for me. It can make all the difference. Because now you are saying, okay, I'm having an encounter. Come, sir. Now, pray for me directly. We need to have faith. We need to be able to say amen from the pew and receive what the pastor is saying. There was a testimony in church today also. And this person said, I was traveling to a place for an event, and then I just went to meet my pastor. This person is also a pastor. He said, I went to meet the senior pastor and told him I'm going. He said, go and return with your testimony. And he came back to me and said, I have returned with my testimony. He didn't say, oh, we are all pastors. It's just that you are higher in rank. No. You are my leader. I've come to you. Pray for me. And he started sharing testimonies. International worthy testimonies. How they said the solution he provided is the best they want. So, number two, are you facing health or physiological problems? Or even psychological problems? See a physician. It's okay to see a doctor. I know, yes, you should work in divine health, but right now you are feeling the issue and you pray that it seems like it's not going. It's okay. See a doctor. Sometimes the problems you are facing are just the consequences of the actions we take every day. So if, for example, somebody is eating unhealthy, eating all manner of junk, drinking 2 bottles of Coke every day, and the person is getting bigger and bigger and having symptoms of all manner of diseases, and you are still praying and you are saying you need faith, no, it's not faith the person needs. The person needs help of his physician to tell him what to eat and what not to eat. So it's okay. See them. It doesn't mean you don't have faith again. You have just gone to seek advice from somebody who knows more than you in that area of life. So someone can live longer, like several decades more, by just seeing one person one day. That is the focus of today's episode. Receive speed by just getting up. Are you facing business issues or stagnated in business? You've been doing the same business for years and it's like, instead of going up, it's like it's going down. Look for somebody who is probably in that same industry or somebody else who is doing business and going up. Ask them, so how exactly are you doing it? You may think you are doing the same thing. No, you may not be doing the same thing. I'm not even talking about spiritual things now. Spiritual could be there, they are praying more than you and all that. But I'm talking about, they may just be using a strategy that you are not using. Maybe somebody is just frowning at people who come to work with you. Every time they ask for something extra, you are angry. And you just chase them away. And you talk anyhow to them. How many of us have ever experienced it before? You've gone to a place to go and actually get a product or something, and the person talks to you anyhow because you price the product too much. And the next time you don't want to go there. That's the last place you want to go. Except it's the only person. And you are even reluctant. And then there are people that what they sell, you are even looking for opportunities to go back there to go and buy what they are selling because of how they will relate. Maybe you just don't know it. Maybe that's how the person grew up seeing other people doing business. But if somebody is thriving, there is always, almost all the time, a secret that that person has that you don't have. So we should humble ourselves. Even if you have to pay to learn, go and learn. This year alone, I can't even see how much I've spent on training myself. I can see the growth. There's one of the people I'm talking to now who is helping me, you know, in some business issues, in business coaching. I recently realized that this person, I'm like an uncle to the person. If you see this person, you will never know. But when I was mentioning his age, I'm like, seriously? I said, oh my God, what have I done with my life? This guy has gone like far in the realm of millions. And I'm still far away. I said, oh, I better listen to this person because he has the secret. So if it's business issues, career issues, ask. You have bosses at work who are at the top and it looks like they're just moving fast. Ask them, what is the secret of going up in this business? I was in a meeting and somebody is saying, the American issue and all that. They said, they're just racist. The system doesn't favor blacks. And the person teaching us in that place is a black person who has succeeded, done millions of dollars in business and sold his business, retired. And he said, hey, young man, that's not the issue. It's not because you are black or somebody is being racist. If you have a solution that nobody can resist, it doesn't matter if you are black or white or green. People will run to you to buy the solution. Most of the things you use now, they are from China. How many people like Chinese guys? You don't have to like them. They have the solution. They provide cheap labor. And almost every product you buy is produced in China. They may produce at your own standard, but that's where they produce. Because if you try to produce in other places, it will be super costly. So you don't have to like them. They have the solution. So that is how it is also in business. It may not just be the issue. Now the guy was thinking, oh, it's because the system is racist. They said, hey, I'm also black. I've also thrived in this business. So the problem is not about being black or white or whatever. Just know the secrets. That's it. So if somebody is scaling high in business in your career, there is a secret they have. Marriage. Somebody just go to marriage and jump into marriage thinking they know it all. That's not how it works. Most times, the things that lead to divorce, they are not even big things. They are not infidelity. They are little things. Like somebody talked to me anyhow, somebody pressed toothpaste in the middle, funny things like that. And then it becomes a big issue. And then at the end of the day, when they are divorced, they begin to ask that, what even caused this divorce in the first place? Because people will not seek counsel. It's okay to seek counsel. It's okay to seek help. God can grant you and I 1,000 more speed and success in life. You just want our counsel from the right person. And come to think of it, I don't know of one person that ever scaled high in life without seeking help, without refining that, oh, when I went through that person's training, when I did this thing, was when I scaled up. I don't know of one person that really had that success. There is always somebody they refer to. Even all these Bill Gates, if you read the story, I think there used to be a guy that would always go and stay with, and that person was very good in computer development. That's where he got his own strength. That's where he began to see it. So most times, God places these strategic people around our lives. And let me just drop this before we end. It doesn't mean that the character of these people will be good. They will not be the best people in life. Trust me, most times, the way they behave may not be the best. They will have so much flaws. They will have some weaknesses, and you're like, with all these weaknesses, how did this person do it? But you know what? Forget about the weaknesses. The Bible says that God makes priests men who have weaknesses. He said, because we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency may be of God and not of men. So if you are looking for perfect people, then don't even look for men. Maybe you look for spirits. But if you and I want to get to the top, the people you have chosen or that God has chosen to be counselors around you, don't look at their flaws. It was meant to be. The flaws are there so that you can remember, and so that they themselves can remember that they are humans. Humans will always have flaws. I don't care how spiritual somebody is. They will always have weaknesses that they may not even be aware of. They don't even know they are doing it. And everybody can see that they have these flaws. So don't let that hold you back. Let you and I humble ourselves and learn. If you have to pay, pay. Whatever it is, just make sure you do it. The Bible says, buy knowledge of wisdom. He said, but don't sell it. So that means you can spend money, you can invest to get this. But learn how to give it out. Learn how to make it a blessing to other people. And I pray that as you take these steps, God will give you an eye speed in the name of Jesus. Sometimes you just need to see how some people talk about money. And you see, somebody just saying, I just wish I could be earning 100,000 a month. I mean, I'll be okay. Or 200,000. And then you see somebody who is earning $3,000 an hour. Somebody was telling me a few days ago that he's talking to a mentor, and that mentor charges $3,000 an hour. I mean, I was just like, wait, $3,000 an hour. That is a big deal. Even in Nigeria, $3,000 an hour is a big deal. For somebody to earn it in dollars, man, it's a big deal. But there is something he knows. 1 hour with that guy can turn you to somebody who earns like 1,000 times whatever you are making. So he knows what he's charging. So the value of what he's giving is far more than that. And people will pay to get it. So the problem is not always, oh, there's no money. There are people in Nigeria also who are worth that. An hour. That 1 hour of their time is probably worth more than $3,000 an hour. And they are also Nigerians. They are Ghanaians. They are whatever nation it is that you want to call it. They are always rich people in every nation. They are poor people in every nation. So the problem is not always where you and I are or what we are doing or the kind of job we have. We have people who do craft work and they are billionaires. And we have people who are in oil and gas. The day they lose their job, they are in debt. They think about suicide. They want to kill themselves. So whatever thing you think is bringing hopelessness, or you think may be bringing hopelessness in the future, or whatever challenge you're going to face in the future, we should know that God has brought somebody around you that can help you navigate that season of life and give you speed. And I pray that the grace for you and I to recognize them may be released to us in Jesus' name. Amen. That's the end of the episode today. Thank you so much for joining. So we can call it a day today. I hope you have been blessed. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for the privilege to learn how to feed again today. Glory be to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that, Father, you grant speed to everyone going through challenges, through delays, through all forms of issues. Father, I pray that, Lord, you bring hope again in the name of Jesus. Grace for us to see even new visions, bigger things, to even allow others to help us see greater things. Lord, release that grace to us in Jesus' name. And the humility for us to even learn from other people, even when they don't feel like the right people. But when you send them to us, grace for us to always learn from them. Let it be released to us in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's have a great week and be blessed in Jesus' name.
A good success has come.